You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ask Shelley. Ask Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
Time once again for Ask Shelley. Every Monday morning at right around this time we get together. You have questions, she has answers. I can't wait. I get a cheat sheet of the questions earlier on the show. These are the Academy Awards we're giving away during the commercials.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't you do that. Mm-mm. Cause some trouble.
I know. Did you see that they changed that now?
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They're
all going to be on TV now.
Yeah.
Several really high-level Spielberg-like, okay, Spielberg, pointed out that the awards they intended to give away during the commercials were ones that were specific to filmmaking, and it's absolutely the opposite of what you're trying to achieve.
Mm-mm.
You know, acting, there can be stage acting, there can be TV acting, there can be film acting. But, like, film editing, specific to our craft. This is why we have motion pictures, you know, this kind of stuff. You can't relegate these people to the commercials.
These people need to be honored. These are the ones who should be.
That's exactly right. All right. Ask Shelley. Here we go. Question number one. Dear Shelley, I'm curious to know how blind people know that they're finished wiping after dropping a deuce. I mean, maybe they have a technique with their brand of toilet paper at home, but the urge to poop doesn't always happen when one is at home, nor does the same technique work with different brands of toilet paper. Amen to that, says a guy that spent 9 hours in an airport yesterday. Sniff test, maybe? Oh, my God, John. Appreciate you taking the time to read this and the job that you do on FM 99.
Aww.
Nice, John.
Aww.
Very nice.
Well,
yes.
The answer I found was on todayifoundout.com. It is their fun fact number 997.
Okay, cool.
It says, ever wonder how blind people tell when they've wiped enough after going to the bathroom? Well, wonder no more. To begin with, the vast majority of the world's population uses water rather than starting with toilet paper.
Interesting.
With something like a bidet, with reasonable pressure, you just spray for a bit and then use toilet paper to pat it dry. It's clean every time on your first wipe. For the blind who don't have access to a bidet and don't feel like shelling out $25 to $50 for a basic bidet toilet seat add-on, or you're at a public restroom that doesn't have that option, they know they're clean based simply on tactile response. Yes, as long as you're not using some crazy ultra-soft, practically lubed toilet paper to wipe, it's generally not too difficult to tell when you're clean based on how it feels.
It's a good point.
Use the cheapo economy TP, it's even easier. Essentially, you just pay attention to how easy or not the toilet paper slides across your backside. Rougher glide equals more clean. And once you're getting close to being clean, thanks to how extremely sensitive said orifice is, detecting when it's fully free of any objectionable matter isn't difficult for the sighted who still don't believe you can accurately know when you're clean using tactile feedback alone. The next few times you go, really pay attention to how things feel back there and try to predict when you're clean. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to do with very little practice. How
that
easy it
sense.
Is to do with
yes.
very little practice.
Do. You're wiping a lot of butts these days. Tis amazing.
Yeah. It is. It's amazing. It's amazing trying to keep all the... Because now it's the hands go there, the feet go there, the stuffed animals or whatever she can get her hands on and while flipping over, trying to strap her down. And
forgot about that. Yeah. Wow. Oh, good point.
It's a
good
trick every time.
All.
Yep.
Good points all. Does she pee on you?
Had that before. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Little boys do. Little boys are famous for geysers.
Oh, we don't really spray up too much.
Yeah.
But
well, no, you don't spray up too much. Yeah, but that'll ruin a pair of shoes.
That's true.
It's gonna change your socks again. Dang you. All right, question number two, dear Shelley. Why was February chosen for Black History Month? Was it chosen for any specific reason or just because it's the shortest month? Because that doesn't seem right. Signed, Jason.
Black History Month was pretty much started by historian Carter G. Woodson in 1926. This is according to Mental Floss, who says, Woodson was bothered by the fact that many textbooks and other historical views minimized or ignored the contributions of black figures. Yep. So he decided that the second week in February should be used to raise awareness of these stories. He actually chose that week specifically because it covered the birthdays of Frederick Douglass on February 14th and Abraham Lincoln on February 12th. And then that caught on. Some mayors across the country and college campuses started recognizing the second week in February, which then just expanded and turned into the entire month. It was in 1976 that President Gerald Ford made Black History Month official, saying that he was urging everyone to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. No answer, no jokes to this answer, no poop jokes or anything, just the history of what happened, and I learned something, so thank you, Jason.
There you go. Makes sense. Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. All right, item three, here we go. Dear Shelley, how often should you replace your underwear? That's a pretty simple one.
Melissa. Good housekeeping recommends replacing bras and underwears every 6 months to a year or sooner if they shrink, stretch, or otherwise become uncomfortable. That said, with excellent care, a really good bra, especially if you have them in rotation, could last years. Which, that last part is important. I don't care what Marie Kondo says or whatever. Yeah. I tend to hold on to bras for a super long time. Having 20 bras will spark joy to you, or whatever.
Really?
Marie Kondo says. Also, I'm glad that Melissa didn't ask how often you should change your underwear, because that answer actually came up first. And it said there are people who say you should change your underwear 4 to 5 times a day, and others who say do it once a year. And I do not want to meet a once a yearer.
Gross.
No.
Well, as we learned in question number one, though, they're perfectly clean. You can easily tell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come here. Let me wipe your butt and see how clean it is.
4 to 5 times a day. Ooh. That'll wear your underwear out, because that means you're laundering them all the time.
That's true, yeah.
Crazy, man. just in time. There we go. If you have a question for Shelley, send it to Shelley at fm99.com. It's Ask Shelley. We do it on Mondays at right around this time.